Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, September the 13th of 2021. And I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you from here in Midland, Michigan, where I live. And I have to tell you, I have to say, it's an honor to be with you tonight. I'm grateful to be able to be with you tonight. And whenever I say I'm grateful to be with you, it's not something I say that I take lightly, nor is it something that I say just for something to say. When I say, listeners, that it's great to be with you, I'm glad to be with you, or I'm grateful to be with you tonight. When I say that, listeners, I really mean it. If my attitude was anything other than that, if it was like, well, I don't want to be with you, listeners, I don't know, then I would not be doing a show. No. So, I'm just so grateful to be with you tonight here on the 13th of September. You know, basically a week from today or so, in about a week, we enter into autumn, fall. In about a week, we enter into fall officially based on the equinox because solstices in June and December. In the northern hemisphere in June, you have the summer solstice, and then in December you have the winter solstice. Now, in places like Australia, Southern Africa, most of South America, it goes the other way around. Where in June, winter officially starts. And in December, right before Christmas, summer officially starts. Now, have to wonder what it would be like being in one of those places on Christmas Day. Obviously, it would be a bit different from like being in the U.S. state of Florida, for example. Or it would be different from being in like far South California or Hawaii. Yeah, it'd be a little bit different, I'm sure. But it's so glad, it's so good to be with you tonight. I wanted to let you know right off the get-go that there won't be a show tomorrow night. Wednesday night, there will be plenty of doing, but it would be earlier. And also shorter, from more like maybe 4 to 5. Something like that is what I would aim towards. And we do that, and we'll still have our regular Wednesday show, including with it being football season, our Football Central, which is where we talk about the upcoming games, different upcoming games, and I kind of analyze a little bit and predict what I believe will happen for various games. I will talk to you about this weekend's games when we do Football Central, our Monday edition, later this evening. And yes, we do have a Monday night game to pick tonight, which will be what I'm going to call Monday evening bonus. Monday night bonus. What that is the pick for Monday night's game. Because we have Monday night football. Which, not tonight, but next week, it is the Packers and the Lions. And I do have a little thing to say about what happened to the Packers yesterday. We'll discuss that briefly. And well, just kind of talking to you about what the plan is for tonight. Also, I have Midland and Dow scores to give you. I have Michigan and Michigan State to discuss. And their big wins, and what do they mean? And before we do any of that, of course, we're going to have the Word of God. And before that, worship. And so it's going to be a good show tonight with a lot going on. And yes, I do have an alarm set for a certain time, not to end the show, but to be ready to go to sports, because of it being Monday night and from the weekend having a good amount of stuff to go through. That's why I'm reinstating the alarm. And for me, it's much easier to talk about the games if you've listened to them and you've heard the fans and stuff and you have the fans in the stadium. That really adds a lot to it. But guess what? That's all I'm going to say about the games until the time comes when my alarm goes off. And of course, if when my alarm goes off, if I'm still giving you a thought, you know, or talking about something on my heart, or I'm praying or whatever, then I will finish whatever I'm doing. If I don't get to football until, you know, 5 minutes late, 8 minutes, 7 minutes late, whatever, who cares? So I'm in the middle of sharing something that's on my heart. I'm going to finish it. Because I don't want to leave anything, you know, hidden. That's just not the way I do things on the show. But I was just thinking earlier today, think about these people who don't know Jesus, who don't know our God. And you wonder how people who don't know Jesus, who don't have God, how do they even make it? How do they survive? How do they? Well, I don't know, because I've said for years now, something that I had even heard my mom say before that. I would hear her say, "Oh, Jesus, our family, we are nothing without you. We are nothing without you. We have nothing without you, but with you we have everything." And just think about that. And I go, look at what we have in Jesus. In him, we live, we move, and have our being. In him. You know, some of you may say it's your own strength and whatever, and I have feet to walk, I have, you know. But God gave us that. He did. He gave us, you know, all these different things. Speaking of God making things, there was a certain kind of reptile that a friend of mine had seen on Facebook in the last couple of days, one of my Facebook friends. And this person was like, does anyone know why God made this certain kind of thing? What, and they were basically saying, whatever they are, I despise them very much. Well, for whatever reason, God made them. He obviously had a reason why he made that certain reptile. And I'm sure he's not going to be like what he did with Saul and say, well, I repent that I made Saul king. Nope. I doubt he would do that with this specific kind of reptile. I'm not scared or anything like that. I was editing it out because I'm not sure what kind it was. I know it was some kind of snake, but I'm not sure as to what. You know, God made everything. He made this earth. He made us. He made you and me. He has a goal for each one of us, a plan for each one of us. God knows the plan he has for each one of us. And it's not a plan to hurt us. It's a plan to give us hope in a future. And that is something that I am very happy about, to be honest with you. You know, that God has a hope. Has plans to give each one of us a hope, and to give each one of us a future. Think about that. He has plans to give you hope and a future. Hope and a future. Hope and a future. Yes, that's his plan for us. And I'm just so glad that he is on our side. He makes the way for us when it doesn't seem like there's any way. This episode is brought to you by your local McDonald's, where you can continue to grab an any size Coca-Cola beverage, Coca-Cola soft drink, for the low price of just $1. Maybe you want a regular Coke, maybe you want a Sprite, maybe you want to be just like the preacher man and get yourself a Dr. Pepper. And as for the diet-flavored sodas that McDonald's has, those are not for winners. I'm sorry. They're just not for winners. In my mind, winners drink regular soda. Yes. So go through your local McDonald's and grab an any size Coca-Cola for just $1. With the simple joy of a refreshing soft drink. All right. Couple announcements real quick. Animal announcements. Number one, I want to encourage you to please go online to riversofmiracles.com. Again, that is rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com. In the search bar, you can, I mean, when you get on the website, you'll find information about the book, how the book can be a blessing unto your life. It's the story of the first 30 years of my life. And man, I tell you, that book will bless you. It will. Talks about the faithfulness of God. As we know, God is, as I know, God is so faithful. He has been so faithful to my mom and me and my brother and my father. He's been so faithful to us. And it's something I thank God for all the time. And I continue to be grateful to him for it. Yes, I do. And I feel like it's something we should always have. Even if the biggest miracle in our life, other than salvation, is something that happened a very, very long time ago, we should still thank him for that. We should still thank him. Amen. The other thing I want to mention is our PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com. That is paypal.com. And when you get on the website, you'll see a search bar. In the search bar, you'll want to type in Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, and the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. And when you get on that, when you get on there, you can choose however much you want to sow a seed into this program. You can choose what you want that seed to be. And no, it's not up to me what you sow. It's up to you. And it's between you and God. And every time I get notified that seed has come in, that finances have come in, I always pray over that and pray and call you blessed. And the verse I want to bring to your attention tonight is, he that soweth sparingly shall also reap. Sparingly means sporadically. Give, 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 don't give, don't give, don't give. Give, don't give, don't give, don't give, 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 give. Don't give, don't give, don't give, don't give, 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 give. And, you know, kind of sporadic. You heard that, Shelley, how he was doing that yesterday morning, didn't you?
Yeah.
That was kind of funny how he was saying. But I mean, like, this sporadic, sparingly doesn't just mean you only give a penny whenever you give. Or a quarter or a few dollars. What if that little amount is all you have to give? And you give all of it. That's 100%. Because God looks at the heart. Yes, listeners, I said God looks on the heart. That's what the Lord looks at. Not the dollar amount. That's a lesson for another day. Right now, gonna move on because, you know, I want to be able to do all the other things I want to do tonight. So, amen. So, to sow that seed and be a blessing. Amen. Now we're going to get into some worship, and then we are going to get into the word of the Lord for tonight. I am chosen, I am free, I am living for eternity. I'm free now forever. You set my feet on a solid ground. I'm free now forever, yes. Nothing's gonna hold me back. Nothing's gonna hold me back. Nothing's gonna hold me back. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I'm alive to live for you. I'm alive to live for you. Amazing love, how can it be? You gave everything for me. You gave everything for me, everything. Help me out to realize I'm yours now forever. Quickly I approach your throne. If you surrender to Christ, surrender to Christ my own. I'm yours now forever. Oh, nothing's gonna hold me back. Nothing's gonna hold me back. Nothing's gonna hold me back. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I'm alive to live for you. I'm alive to live for you. Amazing love, how can it be? You gave everything for me. You gave everything for me. I'm free to live. I'm free to give. Free to be. I'm free to love you. Free to live. Free to give. I'm free to be. I'm free to love you. Free to live. Free to give. Free to be. I'm free to love you more. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I'm alive to live for you. I'm alive to live for you. Amazing love, how can it be? You gave everything for me. You gave everything for me. My chains fell off. My heart was free. I'm alive to live for you. I'm alive to live for you. Amazing love, how can it be? You gave everything for me. You gave everything for me. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You give life. You are love. You give light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. You give light. You are love. You give light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. You give life. You are love. You give light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Father God. Lord, we come before you tonight. It's so grateful. So great to have you in our midst. To have you working on our behalf. To have you straightening things out in our lives. Just so glad to have you ministering to us. To have you, Lord, working on the different circumstances in our lives. That you are the God that fixes things and mends things. Thank you, Lord God, for these listeners tonight that are tuning in. Thank you, Lord, for all of the needs represented tonight. As each person may represent a different need. Some people need something in their body. Some people need something, Lord, in their finances. Other people need something, you know, just spiritually. They're down. They're just feeling down and they don't know why. And other people, it might be all of those and other things. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you meet all of those needs that are represented tonight by each and all, every one of these listeners. Thank you for our time tonight in the word that we have. Thank you that as we study your word, that we all learn something from it. As we're doing our series on parables, the different parables that you taught, that there's a lot of good ones. And I thank you, Lord God. That as we study your word tonight, that things would be revealed to us. I just love you so much. And I just thank you that you're ministering to us all, wherever we are. And now, Lord God, I make my confession over this program tonight. I thank you, Father, that all sponsors and partners come into this program. I thank you, Lord God, that finances come into this program. Thank you, Master, that increases in listenership are coming to this program. And most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming in to your kingdom as a result of this great radio program. In your matchless name we pray. Amen. Want to make our confession, listeners? I want to. Let's make our confession, because the Word of God says that we can have the fruit of our lips. Amen. So this, let's say it. This is my Bible. I am what the Word says I am. I have what the Word says I have. I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It is more than a history book to me. It is more than a religious book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I am a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Why don't you just wave that battle, that Bible? Make the devil mad. You're somewhere where you can. Amen. Hallelujah. Go with me, if you would please, to the book of Matthew chapter 13. Amen. Matthew 13. And we're going to look at verse 24. We have several different parables in this text, and I will discuss a little bit on each. I'm going all the way down to verse 24. Because we dealt with that parable on the sower last time. So we're going to start with verse 24 tonight. Is that all right? Amen. Matthew 13, 24. Jesus told them, meaning the disciples and the people, Jesus told them this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But, or you could say, however, while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds, tares. He sowed tares among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servants came to him and they said, Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where did the tares come from? An enemy has done this, he replied. The servant asked him, Do you want us to go and pull them up? No, he answered, because while you are pulling the weeds, you may uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time, I will tell the harvesters, first, collect the tares and tie them in bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn. We will have some discussion on this because this is a very important one. The wheat and tares. What are they? How does it relate to us as Christians? We'll talk about it. Verse 31. He told them yet another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all of your seeds. Yet when it grows, it becomes the largest of garden plants, and it becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and perch in its branches. He told them yet another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took, mixed it into a large amount of flour until it worked all through the dough. Jesus spoke all those things to the crowd in parables. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. So was fulfilled what was spoken through the prophet. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things hidden since the creation of the world. Let's look at this too, because in here, these next few verses, Jesus explains the parable of the wheat and the tares. He explains it here. Then he left the crowd and went into the house. His disciples came to him and they said, "Explain to us the parable of the tares in the field." Now, some of you may know this, some of you may not. The version that I read says weeds. But the way many of you, you know, depending on your pastor, depending on maybe if you listen to, maybe the Bible you read, it may say tares. And that's the way I had heard it teached even when I was little, was it called them tares rather than wheat, weeds. Plus, wheat and weeds sound so familiar to each other that it makes more of a difference if you say wheat and tares rather than wheat and weeds. All right, enough of that. Back to the verses. And he said, "Explain to us the parable of the tares in the field." And Jesus answered, "The one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world." The good seed stands for the sons of the kingdom. The tares are the sons of the evil one. And the enemy who sold them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age. And the harvesters are angels. As the tares are plucked out and burned in the garden, in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of the teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Then let's finish with these last couple parables. Verse 44. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again. And in joy, went and sold all that he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. He found one of great value. He went away, sold everything he had, and, terrible the net, 47. Once again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net, which was let down into the lake and caught all kinds of fish. When it was full, the fishermen pulled it up on the shore. Then they sat down and collected the good fish in baskets, and they threw the bad fish away. This is how it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come, and they will separate the wicked from the righteous. They will throw them, the wicked, into the fiery furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Hear and understand all these things, Jesus asked. Do you understand all these things, Jesus asked? Yes, they replied. He said to them, therefore, every teacher of the law who has been instructed about the kingdom of heaven is like the owner of a house who brings out of his storeroom new treasures as well as old. Now, listeners, let's discuss. So Jesus, what we saw here was quite a few different parables, but what I want to focus on tonight is the wheat and the tares. So the wheat are the good. Jesus said something like the Lord sows them. Those are righteous. You know, those are good. Like the Lord sowed the wheat. We're supposed to be like the wheat. Not like those tares that uproot everything. We're supposed to be like the wheat. And also, there are the tares. The tares, as I just said, they're like that weeds that are in that field that try to uproot the wheat. And Jesus, in the parable, Jesus had said, you know, if you just pull everything, you could do some damage and you could pull some of the wheat. I don't know about you, but I would not want wheat weeded out. I would not want wheat weeded out, torn out. I would only want the weeds, the tares, torn out. So the question becomes, listeners, which are you? How do you act? Do you do what the word of the Lord says? Do you obey Jesus? Are you a good sheep? And by good sheep, I don't mean sheep in wolves' clothing either. So that's bad. You don't want to be a sheep in wolves' clothing. I mean, wool and sheep's clothing. You don't want to do that. A wool and sheep's clothing. You don't want to do that. That's dangerous. But, you know, so are you like the wheat? The good? and obey the word of God? Or are you one of the weeds? Do you gossip against each other? Do you gossip against good Christian people? Do you gossip against your pastor? Do you go to church? Do you gossip? You know, do you talk against other people? Do you maliciously hurt other people on purpose, either by the words of your mouth or other means? Do you show no regard for the things of God? Do you try to tell people why God is not real? And not only tell them that it's not real, but uproot other people and tell them by telling them that it's not fit, but that it's not real, and these other people believe it. That's dangerous when that happens, because by that point the tares are uprooting the wheat, and that's very dangerous. And as good Christians, we shouldn't allow ourselves to be swayed by people who think we're crazy, people who think, you know, these different things against us, against those of us who are saved. And the Lord is in the process of separating the wheat from the tares. Because some people might not know for sure. And if you don't know whether you're a wheat or a tare, you need to find out. Examine yourself to be for sure. And so you know, the tares, for the tares it will not be good. But what you see here is the Son of Man, meaning Jesus, the Lord, he sows the wheat, the good. But the weeds, on the other hand, the tares, those are sown in the field, the devil. You should not allow the devil in your life. The devil's in your house, get him out. Take authority over it. Don't allow yourself to shift from being a wheat to being a tare. Because in that parable, that man, that seed, you know, that man had weeds growing in his field after he had sown the good seed, the wheat. That's like the word got in there. But then the enemy came and set foot in there. That's what happened. That's what happened. Listeners, I'm going to tell you a story. So you look back at last March. So last March, Dr. Rodney Howard Brown, he was in thing that I'm about to explain happened on, like, the morning, 2 a.m. on the morning of March 17th of 2020. So, Dr. Rodney Howard Brown, on Monday night, had been teaching at a church in Florida, on the east side of Florida, I believe. Pastor from Australia calls him, answers him, and says, sorry, I cannot talk. I'm preaching right now. I'm preaching. I'll call you later. He gets home. Dr. Brown gets home. After he gets done preaching, not sure if she makes it to the. She made it to the west side. Back to the west side of Florida. And had gotten home late at night, early in the morning. He calls a certain preacher in Australia, and this, you know, Dr. Brown says, you know, hey, sir, how you doing? And he's like, not so good. The store shelves are getting empty. Looks like the end of days. Dr. Brown was thinking, like, he was, like, over the moon. You know, he was over the moon, and he was thinking, we get to go be with Jesus. Oh, yes, we get to go be with Jesus. He was over the moon. He was so happy. And he's like, you know, he's like, even though they say the end of the days, but he's like, he was over the moon. But then he had a vision. And he's in his bedroom. His wife, Adonica's in there. He's sweating profusely. She's like, are you okay? Like, yeah. And he's all excited, you know, about getting to go be home with Jesus. But then Jesus said to him, because he was off thinking, you know, we're going to be with Jesus, like, so soon. This is the, and he's, the Lord said, the end is not yet. I'm sifting my people. I am separating the wheat from the tares. My people are not ready, but I'm getting them ready, because I am coming very soon. And he showed Dr. Brown the love that the Lord had for the church. And he said, I love my church. I love my church, meaning the Lord said to him, I love my church. And then another part of it, he saw this curtain. That curtain was COVID, the coronavirus. And he showed, and it showed God just lifting it off. And God laughed. God laughed in that thing. And he said, I, the Lord your God, shall do this work. And he laughed and he said, I love my people. And then God told him also this. I do not care who's in the White House. You know what else he said? And I don't care who's in this agency or that. See, folks, even though we may be concerned with how things are going, you know, we may feel like, oh, I wish this certain person was in. I wish this person was in that agency. I wish so-and-so was in the White House. I wish blah, 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 blah. Well, though we may care as humans, God said he didn't. He's in charge. This is God's way of saying, you know, I'm going to do what I'm going to do, regardless of who's in charge. I am still God. You know why I think he said that? Because whoever is in the White House or in your palace, you know, based on the country, you know, different countries, different leadership, different system, whoever's in power, that doesn't limit God. God is still God everywhere. But what I think of right this second is how God said, I am sifting my people. I am separating the wheat from the tares. You know what that means? He's weeding out the weeds, the tares from the good. He's separating us. It'll be easier to tell the true wheat from the tares. Some of what we might have thought were wheat was actually tares. I think God's in the process of separating the wheat from the tares. I think he is. I think he's in the process of separating them, those wheat from those tares. I think he is. I really do. I think he's separating them. And for the tares, Judgment Day is not going to be pretty. No, it's not. They're going to wish that they were not doing what they were doing. But I just love it. This thing that God just loves his church. He loves his church, even though I'm sure not the whole church treats him the way he might wish. You know, not everybody that's in the church, we all know not everybody's in the church is right. But then not everyone, you know, follows his command. Not everyone in the church, you know, lives right. But the Lord loves his church. And I'm glad that the Lord is pulling out the weeds, separating the weeds from the wheat. Just like that parable. That we read about tonight. Where there's the wheat and the weeds, the wheat and the tares. Heavenly Father, I thank you tonight for your wonderful word. Thank you, Lord God, for these parables, these other parables we read about, like about the yeast, about the treasures, about the pearls and these other things, the mustard seed. And I thank you, Father, for that parable of the wheat and the tares. Thank you that we would examine ourselves, that we would know that we're wheat. And that if we're not right with you, if we're not doing right, we can repent. and get right so that we can be classified by you as wheat and not tares. I don't want to be a tare. I want to be a wheat. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you are with us. You're helping us. You're strengthening us. Thank you that we would examine ourselves to make sure that we're not like the weeds. Let you just help us not to uproot anybody. And I just thank you that you help us all, that you strengthen us, you help us, and that you help us to minister to other people. Thank you that with this message tonight, that we would be doers of the word, your word, and not hearers only. And I give you all of the glory and all of the honor and all of the praise for that. In Jesus' matchless name, that was my alarm. I thank you, Lord God, for that. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I didn't beat my alarm, but I almost did. But yeah. So, all right. In terms of sports, yesterday you had the Tigers get a 6-5 win. Over the Marlins at coming out the park. There was a walk-off win in the 11th inning. And so, Tigers are now like 67 and 77. And the Tigers did a bit more than what many people thought they would, with being a very young team, a new manager, and all the adversity they had to overcome. At one point, there was predictions partway in the season in like May. Someone at a certain rate, there was talk that the Tigers would possibly that they would possibly lose a record amount of games. More games than anyone else has ever lost. And there was a chance that would happen. Luckily, that did not happen, and I'm glad for that. So now the Tigers will try again. Or another one. All right. Let's go move on to football. We first begin with the high school level. The Midland Chemics struggled some adversity, but they did get the win down in Flint against Cummings with Cavaliers, as Midland comes out of there with a 42-32 win. It was more points than what I would have liked to have seen Midland give up. They got it done. They worked on running the ball a bit more, especially in the second half, and it paid off some dividends for them. As I said, they won 42-32. And so that was good to see that they got the win. This week, the Canucks go to Bay City Central to take on the Wolves on Friday, before next week coming home to take on Mount Pleasant in Midland Stadium. The Dow Chargers, they came out of Friday's game with a loss, 27-23, to the Grand Blanc Bobcats. Dow had chances to win that game, but they ended up falling just short. Dow falls to 2-1. Midland improves to 1-2. Of note, in the Saginaw Valley League, red is north, blue is south. To be honest with you, I would flip that. I would make it so red is south, blue is north. But things of note, Central, Bay City Central is 0-3. So they are last in the standings of the Red Division. Mount Pleasant and Western are up top. Neither have lost yet. Heritage and Dow are next, and then Midland, and then below them, Central. My hope is this week we'll see a little more separation and know for sure. Because sometimes it could take up to your fourth game or later to find out for sure, you know, who's for sure the real. Who's going to make the noise? Who's going to make good noise and make it to the playoffs and get a nice run? I think we're still finding those things out. And Midland is trying a bit harder, trying to figure out what's going on with that defense and get it fixed. And Dow, though they played a good game, they're vulnerable. They got to play Mount Pleasant this week on Friday. So the question is, can Dow pull off a surprising win against Mount Pleasant or will they fall? At least if Dow falls, it puts Midland and Dow on an equal level. But at the same time, who knows? We'll find out. All right, let's go on to... And keep in mind that Midland and Dow both still have to play Bay City Western. Both of them do. Dow first, then Midland. The Midland one is in Auburn, October 1st. I plan to be out there. I didn't go to the Dow game Friday. I was thinking about maybe waiting until the October 1st, but depending on how it goes, Western is still undefeated, or at least the same record as Midland. You know, I plan to go over there and watch the game and be there. All right, let's go to college football. you had a major upset in college football. You had the Bucks, who were favored to win by like nearly two touchdowns. They lost to the Oregon Ducks, 35-28. Oregon put up over 400 yards of offense, but the defense struggled. There's calls for the Bucks to fire their defensive coach and replace him. Really? In week two of the season? Maybe there's just some inexperience on the defensive side of the ball. I don't know. The offense seems to be okay. They shouldn't have thrown that interception that they did, but it is what it is. All right. Let's get back to Michigan. Michigan got a good win, 34-10 over Washington. I was thinking that that was maybe going to be a close game, but Michigan pulled away. Michigan really ran the ball a lot. And sometimes running the ball can be a good thing for you to do. It helps with clock management. And if you're running the ball more, there's less interceptions, of course. Of course, the more times you throw, the more interceptions you're going to throw. To a degree, it makes sense. But 34-10, the Wolverines of Michigan over Washington. For Washington's part, they are now 0-2. According to an ESPN poll, That team to the south was ranked number 11, while Michigan was ranked number 25. Michigan State. Good one on Saturday against Youngstown State. Yeah, Michigan beat Ohio. Figure that out. Except for this. It wasn't the Bucks. And it was MSU. It wasn't Michigan. But at least we have bragging rights that at least we beat an Ohio team. Oh, but it's not the same one. We didn't beat the right one. But they did beat Youngstown pretty handily. ESPN is not giving them a high rating yet. Iowa has a higher rating than them. And Wisconsin, who are both ahead of Michigan. And Penn State is ahead of Michigan. And, of course, that team to the south, even though they have a loss, and Michigan doesn't have a loss. I'll be sorted out over the next couple weeks. We'll know for sure who's better. Of course, week two of the regular season. Just like I said about high school, sometimes it can take a little bit of time to know for sure, depending on what kind of teams are scheduled on the front of that schedule. All right. I want to go to the NFL now. Well, yesterday the Detroit Lions, as I expected, the Detroit Lions did fall to the San Francisco 49ers. They fell 41-33. But that's not to say the Lions didn't put up a fight. They put up a valiant fight in the second half. A valiant fight. They were down 31-10. 31-10 at the half. if you combine the third and fourth schedule, the third and fourth quarter together, just third and fourth and not first and second, then you would have had Lions 23, and you would have had, you would have had Lions 23, 49ers 11. But it's based on 60 minutes, not 30 minutes. But Jared Goff threw for an interception, a couple touchdowns. They did run the ball a lot, which was good to see that they ran the ball a bit more. But that important cornerback that they got as the third overall pick in 2020, he is done for the season with the ruptured Achilles. He is done for the season. He had a very promising training camp, but now he's done for the season. Just like Michigan lost their best receiver, now we have to do without the best cornerback that we have. The Lions do. All right. Green Bay. So we had all the mechanics of Aaron Rodgers. Will he retire or will he come back? Will he come back? Will he retire? What's he going to do? Aaron, what you going to do? Aaron, what you going to do? People didn't know for sure. It was worse than Brett Favre, because at least Brett Favre said, I'm going to retire. But then he changed his mind. But this guy was like, I want out. Decided to stay. Well, Carr losing a 37-3. Receiving a 37-3 thumping by the New Orleans Saints that do not have Drew Brees, mind you. And so many of their offensive starters were either injured or suspended to start the regular season. But they still thumped Green Bay. Thumped them. Could this hand Detroit a win next Monday? I don't know. We'll have to see. It's one of those things that we will have to see. How that impacts the Lions' chances. Does it help the Lions' chances? Possibly. Would I like to get a win in Lambeau? Yeah. Oh, yes. I would love for the Lions to go into Lambeau Field next Monday night for the fans' first game back in 2 years and just spoil that thing. I would love to see that. You have no idea. I think that would be fun. I would love to hear that stadium sounding like crickets. We'll have to wait and see how it's going to turn out. Also, you had the Bucs get a win on Thursday over the Cowboys. It wasn't easy. It was 31-29. And the game for tonight that I want to pick, Ravens-Raiders. In Las Vegas, it's not in Oakland. It is anymore. It's in Las Vegas. My pick, sent by Ravens, 24, overrated, 20. So that's my pick for tomorrow, for tonight's Monday night football game in Vegas. All right, folks. Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.